All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the October 22nd meeting of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority Board. I'm Raphael Mandelman. I serve as chair of this board. Our vice chair is Myrna Melgar. I want to thank Jaime Echeverry from SFGov TV, as well as our clerk today, Amy Cy Young. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Commissioner Chan?
Present.
Chan present. Commissioner Dorsey?
Present.
Dorsey present. Commissioner Engordia?
Present.
Engordia present. Chair Mandelman?
Present.
Mandelman present. Vice Chair Melgar? Melgar absent. Commissioner Peskin? Peskin absent. Commissioner Preston?
Present.
Preston present. Commissioner Ronan? Ronan present. Commissioner Safai? Safai absent. Commissioner Stephanie? Stephanie absent. Commissioner Walton?
Present.
Walton present. Chair Mandelman, we have quorum.
Great. And I think you have a public comment announcement for us.
For members of the public interested in participating in this meeting, we welcome your attendance here in person in the legislative room. Legislative chamber, room 250 in City Hall. Or you may watch cable channel 26 or 99, depending on your provider, or stream the meeting live at sfgovtv.org. For those wishing to make public comment remotely, the best way to do so is by dialing 415-655-0001. And when prompted, entering access code 26611229347. Then press pound and pound again. You will be able to listen to the meeting in real time. When public comment is called for the item you wish to speak on, press star 3 to be added to the queue to speak. Do not press star 3 again or you will be removed from the queue. When the system says your line is unmuted, the live operator will advise you that you are allowed 2 minutes to speak. When your 2 minutes are up, we will move on to the next caller. Calls will be taken in the order in which they are received. Best practices are to speak slowly, clearly, and turn down the volume of any televisions or radios around you. Public comment for items on this agenda will be taken first from members of the public in attendance in the legislative chamber, and then afterwards from the remote speaker's queue on the telephone line. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I have received requests from Vice Chair Melgar, Commissioner Peskin, and Commissioner Safai to be excused for this meeting, and I will be excusing them. And this will be our last meeting before the election, so November 19th, we're all going to be here. We're going to power through a very long meeting, so it's going to be great. Before calling our next item as chair, I'd like to invoke Rule 3.26 from our Rules of Order to limit total public comment per item to 30 minutes for today's meeting. It's my intention to give each speaker 2 minutes to speak on a given item unless I indicate otherwise when we call for public comment on that item. Madam Clerk, will you please call the next item?
Item 2, Chair's Report. This is an information item.
Great. Colleagues, every fall we celebrate Walk and Roll to School Week. Earlier this month, Transportation Authority staff joined Mayor Breed, Principal Christina Jung, Walk SF, SFMTA, and students and families at Dianne Feinstein Elementary to kick off the week's festivities. I want to thank all of the school communities, agencies, and advocates who hosted, organized, and participated in these fun events across San Francisco. October is also National Pedestrian Safety Month, and of course, promoting safe routes to schools reinforces the importance of keeping all of us, every one of us of all ages, safe on our streets from 8 to 80 years old. The Transportation Authority continues to work closely with SFMTA and other stakeholders to advance our Vision Zero goals, and we are pleased to support programs like Safe Routes to Schools and the Neighborhood Transportation Program, as well as pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure projects, traffic calming, daylighting, new and upgraded traffic signals, and street redesigns. We do this through our voter-approved funding programs, including the Prop L sales tax, Prop D ride hail or a TNC tax, and Prop AA vehicle registration fees. So especially during this election season, I want to take the opportunity to again thank San Francisco voters for approving these critical funding programs to help keep everyone safe as they travel throughout our city. Turning to our other big focus at this time, I want to acknowledge the work by MTC's Select Committee on the serious transit funding shortfalls that our major operators, BART, Caltrain, Muni, and AC Transit face. The Select Committee had its last meeting yesterday, and the conversation will now continue at the full MTC Commission. Thanks to Select Committee Chair Jim Sparing and MTC staff for for convening these meetings, and to all the regional leaders on the committee representing elected officials, transit operators, business, labor, and transportation advocates for their participation and support. In San Francisco, we're continuing to bring together local transportation leaders to address our city's transit funding shortfalls. Vice Chair Melgar, Director Chang, and I continue to work in partnership with stakeholders, the SFMTA and city staff on the Muni Transit Funding Working Group. Director Chang and I have also had meetings with BART President Dufty and General Manager Powers and their staff about BART's situation. We know that these are difficult questions on how to restructure the way we fund transit, and there are no easy answers. We also know that we got to figure this out. So more to come on that. And finally, I want to recognize Assemblymember Phil Ting for completing his last legislative session and to thank him for his 12 years of service representing District 19 in San Francisco. He's still got a few more months on his term to go, so he's not done, but we do want to thank him for his work as budget chair during a critical time for our city and state and for his dedication to transportation and transit. He helped pass SB1 to use state gas tax funds for investment in infrastructure and support transit funding and recovery. He also secured critical funds for projects like the Muni Car Bar at Balboa Station, Car Barn at Balboa Station, the Fulton Street Safety Project, and new signals at Sloat and Skyline Boulevards. And he has also carried legislation on pedestrian and bike access on the Golden Gate Bridge, Bay Bridge toll affordability, authorization for San Francisco's TNC tax, and promotion of autonomous vehicle compliance, among other significant bills. We thank Assemblymember Ting for his work, for his leadership statewide, and we wish him continued success for the remainder of his term and beyond. And with that, I conclude my remarks. There are no comments or questions. Let's open item 2 to public comment. If there's anyone in the chamber who'd like to come forward, please do. And seeing no one, let's see if there's any remote public comment on item 2.
Checking for remote public comments. And there's no public comment.
All right, public comment on item 2 is closed. Madam Clerk, please call item 3.
Item 3, Executive Director's Report. This is an information item.
Good morning, Chair Mendelman and Commissioners. Building on Chair's remarks, at the final MTC Select Committee, just wanted to report out that after a rather lengthy meeting, there were a few recommendations that were forwarded for the Commission's full review, including Commissioner Ronan, who serves on that body. Some of those recommendations include that there should be dedicated funding for what's called transit transformation. This is the idea of more seamless travel. Among the 27 operators of the Bay Area, including wayfinding, fare integration, and transit priority, that all scenarios, including the SFMTA and the transit operators developed scenario, should advance and should be considered among the other options that MTC has developed, and they all involve at least the four counties of Alameda, Contra Costa, San Francisco, and San Mateo. Third, that sales tax, payroll tax, and parcel taxes should be explored and polled, so keep those on the table. And four, that there should be language allowing for a citizen initiative option for any of these revenue mechanisms. Each of these recommendations will advance to the Legislation Committee of MTC next month for further discussion before going to a full commission meeting on December 9th for action, and thereafter that would be forwarded to legislators for their consideration for the 25 legislative session. Turning to outreach, we were pleased to partner with MTC and the Bay Area Toll Authority, BATA, on outreach for the Bay Skyway project on Yerba Buena and Treasure Island. We held two outreach events in late September to inform the community about this project and gather input. Again, the multimodal Bay Skyway is a 7.5-mile long bicycle facility that will run along the Bay Bridge corridor connecting West Oakland and downtown San Francisco via a cleaned ferry bike bridge. The team engaged with approximately 270 community members at the ferry building and on Treasure Fest at Treasure Island. So we were very pleased to keep developing this. You'll see several items on your agenda next month related to this program and our pursuit of state funds. And in preparation for that, we are also pleased to welcome Senator Padilla's staff tomorrow, who will be visiting. And again, want to thank Senator Padilla for his prior help securing raised federal grant funds for the West Side Bridges project that is currently under construction. Turning to more project delivery news, BART continues installing the new fare gates in San Francisco, and they have completed installation of the gates at Civic Center, 24th and 16th Street stations, and continue working at the SFO station this month. These new fare gates are proving to be very popular and effective in ensuring fare compliance. And since the pilot installation at the first station, ridership has grown 6% year on year at these stations with the new gates. BART does anticipate all fare gates to be implemented by the end of 2025 system-wide. Of course, we were very pleased to provide $12.5 million of Prop L sales tax matching funds for this project. By the way, BART has also completed installing an escalator at the Embarcadero station and continues to work on the other escalators at that station. That work is funded by the voter-approved Measure RR program. Turning to quick builds, MTA is implementing the Carlton B. Goodlett Place quick build right here at City Hall, which extends from McAllister Street to Grove Street, including a parking protected bicycle lane in both directions and an associated corner treatments to reduce conflicts between right turning vehicles and bicycles. Again, this is also funded with sales tax and TNC funds from the TA. So thank you to SFMTA for that progress. And then turning to back to the islands, just wanted to add some congratulations that Commissioner Dorsey and several staff from the TA attended the 30th anniversary gala for One Treasure Island, and it was really lovely and wonderful celebration, particularly to recognize Executive Director Sherry Williams for her 30 years on the island and her leadership for all things to do with Treasure Island. And she has worked tirelessly to serve that community, building the food pantry, creating job training programs, and bringing affordable housing to the island, and she's been a valuable partner as well to the TA and TIMA as we do our work in that community. So thank you to Sherry, and Commissioner Dorsey, I think, expressed it well when he helped also to proclaim that evening Sherry Williams Day along with Mayor Breed. So broad community recognition, well-deserved for Sherry. And good luck to Nella Gonzalez as well as the new executive director taking over One Treasure Island. Finally, I'm pleased to share that our own Carl Holmes was recently awarded the Construction Management Association of America, a national organization's Golden Key Award. And this is, again, the CMAA's award for individual members with a record of service and contribution to the CMAA and its foundation over the past 5 years. And we are very pleased that his work here at the TA, as well as previously at BART, is being recognized at the national level. Congratulations, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you. I do not see any comments or questions on your report from colleagues. So let's open it up to public comment. If there's anyone in the chamber who would like to come forward and talk to us about item three, please do. Seeing none, let's see if we have any remote public comment on item three.
Checking for remote public comment. And there is none.
All right, public comment on item three is closed. Madam Clerk, can you please call item four?
Item four, approve the minutes of October 8, 2024. This is an action item.
I don't see any comments or questions. Let's open item four to public comment. If there's anyone in the chamber who'd like to come forward and talk to us about the minutes, please do. Let's see if we have any remote public comment on item four.
There is no remote public comment.
All right. Public comment on item four is closed. Is there a motion to approve item four, the minutes? Moved by Walton, seconded by Chan. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve item four, Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Ingardio?
Aye.
Ingardio, aye. Chair Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Commissioner Preston?
Aye.
Preston, aye. Commissioner Ronan? Ronan, aye. Commissioner Stephanie?
Aye.
Stephanie, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 8 ayes. The motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Now, I understand that today with our consent agenda, we need to do it a little bit differently. There's one item on there, item 8, that requires a 2/3 vote. That's the approval of the revolving credit agreement. So I think what I would like to do is to call items 5 through 7 together, Madam Clerk.
Okay. Let's see. On the motion to approve items 5 through 7.
Nope.
Sorry.
You're just calling them.
Okay.
you're announcing them.
Okay. Items 5 through 8 comprise the consent agenda. Staff is not planning to present on these items, but are available for questions.
That's it. So, great.
All right. Thank you.
And we do not need to take public comment on them because we have already voted on them. Is there a motion to approve items 5 through 7? Moved by Walton, seconded by Ronan. We can take that motion, same house, same call. Items 5 through 7, that motion passes. And then I guess item 8 has already been called. So is there a motion to approve item 8? Moved by Preston. Is there a second? Seconded by Dorsey. Can we take that same house, same call? Nope, we cannot. We need to actually vote on all. Okay, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve item 8 on the consent agenda, Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Engordiel?
Aye.
Engordiel, aye. Chair Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Commissioner Preston?
Aye.
Preston, aye. Commissioner Ronan?
Aye.
Ronan, aye. Commissioner Stephanie?
Aye.
Stephanie, aye. Commissioner Walton? Walton, aye. There are 8 ayes. The motion is approved.
All right. Great. Madam Clerk, could you please call our next item?
Item 9, introduction of new items. This is an information item.
Nobody's in the queue. Madam Clerk, please call our next item.
Item 10, public comment.
All right. If there's anyone in the chamber who'd like to speak to us under item 10, please come forward. And I don't see anyone, so let's see if we have any remote public comment on item 10.
Checking for remote public comment. There is no public comment.
All right, public comment on item 10 is closed. Madam Clerk, could you please call our next item?
Item 11, adjournment.
We are adjourned.